Hi guys, welcome to The Scoop. I'm Grant Singer, and I have with me today in theater, Britannic. Thank you for coming, guys.
Hey. Thanks for having us.
Happy to be here.
I'm glad to hear it. Right off the bat, let's get started on your background. How did you guys get into comedy, and how did you find each other?
Essentially, we both grew up in Atlanta, and we were at the same preschool, same Little League teams, same performing arts camp. We both took the same pottery class by this guy, Mitch Borg. And then we didn't meet until the end of high school.
But our moms knew each other, and like we had a ton of friends that knew each other.
Oh, interesting.
It's like we kept almost intersecting, but couldn't. Yeah, so then we went to NYU, and Nick went for acting, and I went for film. Mm-hmm. And from moment one, I was like, well, I'm just going to use Nick in all my videos, because one, I didn't want to meet new people, and two, I was like, well, Nick's really funny. So we just started working, and like, you know, I'd write it, and then Nick would start acting and not read any of my lines correctly, and that sort of began the process of us trying to write together. But then around senior year or junior year, Derek Comedy started. And they were NYU kids a couple years above us, and we were like, this is, like, we love their shit. And it was like, oh man, they're like, they're using filmmaking really well, and they're writing these sketches. It's like, this is like a little mini movie, each thing they're doing. And we were like, we can do that. Like, that's a way to show off your filmmaking abilities. Because I didn't know what I was going to do after I graduated film school, and YouTube was so new, and I was like, oh, this is it. I can, like, for not much money, craft something and edit it well and shoot it pretty well cheaply. And of course, everyone at the time, like all our teachers and parents, were like, don't go to YouTube. YouTube? No, no, that's not a way to get seen.
Yeah.
And we were like, well, we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Now, Eagles Are Turning People into Horses. That's that the final film you made?
That was my senior thesis film. So it's like we all would pitch our ideas to the class, and I just, and like it just, I remember I was called up to, after I pitched, I pitched it, and my teacher was like, all right, the class is over. Brian, see me in my office. And he took me up, he's like, what is this? Like, this is not NYU caliber. Yeah. He said, like, this is something you'd see on the Carol Burnett Show, which I was like,
wow.
Well, okay, we're of a different generation, first of all. Also, it's a good show. I was like, all right, well.
It's also like,
it's a well-regarded show.
On TV?
I think he has, I mean, it was
that
like.
Was that iconic TV show?
It was like a sketch. So I was like, fuck it, I gotta do it. And my
Would
dad.
You had to curse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, totally fine.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Brian. Cool.
And so we did it. I mean, somehow we like rang. We shot it in 48 hours on with no money. We've never used any money to shoot anything because we're cheap bastards. But
that's kind of awesome.
Yeah, we had like enough money for pizza, but that was it. And like NYU let us take like a camera and a dolly and a couple lights. So that's how we made that. And there was, you know, it's. Yeah, I think it was a lot of people's introduction to our way of shooting, which is like no storyboard, fly by the seat of our pants.
Yeah.
You don't really even know your lines until we shout them at you. And then I remember the day we found, the day we discovered Eagles instead of the government or turning people into horses.
That was a big
It just opened
which
up.
Which was 2 days before we shot.
Nice.
We've always, with every idea we have, we almost have it. Then there's some stupid little thing that unlocks it, and it just, and it's like, why did this detail make it all work? But it does. It's very strange.
Yeah. And on that, I was going to ask, what's your writing process like?
Hell.
I mean, it varies, definitely. Mm-hmm. Initially, early on, it would be one of us would write a script and send it to the other one, and then we would, you know, there'd be like a round of notes, but for the most part, like the first couple sketches, it was like, yeah, I guess good, let's just film it.
Yeah, it's like that's Nick's sketch, it's my sketch, kind of like for the first couple. But then after that, it got to the point where...
And then we got comfortable saying no to each other. And so we started becoming very harsh critics of each other's writing.
Right.
And the process slowed down
immensely. But then I think our sketches got better.
Yeah.
I hope. Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's like we just sort of sit there and we don't move forward until we both completely agree. Like, if there's a Venn diagram of what Nick finds funny and wants to do and what I want to do, Britannic is that sliver.
Yeah.
Like, it gets to the point where I don't even, like, when you look at a sketch, I can't, for, you know, there's a couple exceptions where I'm like, oh, right, I remember when Nick said that line and pitched it. Most of the time, we have no idea who came up with what.
It's interesting. Because it's, we're there, it's pretty much, you know, we're arguing about where to put the commas in the script.
God, those are the worst days.
do improv anything at all on set?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
We, you know, we definitely don't, we like to have it pretty much fully scripted out.
Like, the structure is often incredibly rigid.
And, like, the ending line, usually we have something scripted. But then other times we filmed where we kind of been writing it as we go along because we have like some
like
crazy
the coach
deadline.
With Joss, we just didn't know we had Joss, so we kind of just wrote it as we filmed it.
Really?
So that's why that one's crazier than most. And what we try to do with sketches is like find some truth to open the sketch, like something that grounds it to something relatable. And once you find that truth, then you are given the freedom to go. Because if you just, like, you know, when I was younger, I thought just being super random was the best type of humor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you realize how easy that is. Yeah. But like, you know, even if the truth is something as simple as, oh, you know, it's funny when people like wake up in the morning and try to convince you that they're already awake when they're clearly asleep. Like, that's a truth. And it's like, okay, great. If that's true, then we can start with that. And then when it gets sillier, you have this anchor. Yeah. And so that's sort of where we often.
It's like in Eagles, the truth is that people don't, you know, people don't like having these uncomfortable conversations.
Right.
And you oftentimes, there's like a moment, I know I've felt this before a breakup or before some uncomfortable conversation where you're like, is there any way out of this? Is there any other way, like some lie I can tell? Yeah. And, you know, so that movie is kind of like, well, what if you followed that crazy impulse?
What do you guys have going on now? Is there anything you can tell us about?
Yeah, sure.
We're
making new sketches.
Yeah, we're making new sketches.
Excellent.
We're pitching a new sketch show at some point in the next month.
Okay.
And, you know, we'll see. That's kind of just, we have an idea for like a sketch show format that we like, and it's very hard to sell a sketch show. So, you know, we'll see if it happens, because I think a lot of networks just don't look for that. But we initially weren't looking to do that, but we like this idea that we had, so we're like, all right, let's try that. And then we're sort of developing a script with the guys who wrote How I Met Your Mother, Carter Bays and Craig Thomas.
Awesome. Yeah.
They're really cool.
That's a good.
Yeah, they're good. Good. They're great.
Yeah.
And then we wrote a movie. It took us like a year and a half. We didn't do any. It's probably the reason we didn't release the sketch, because we just tried to write this.
A feature.
Yeah, we did it. It just took forever, and we really want to make it. So we're trying to figure out how to do that.
Awesome.
And it should be not that much money to do.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't expect.
Right, yeah.
Well, we aren't going to pay anybody.
We're not going to pay anyone at all.
And you guys worked a little bit on Next Time on Lonnie, too.
Oh, yeah.
With Alex and Dan.
Shooting that was nuts.
Yeah.
Because how many cameras did they have set up?
They had 6 cameras running.
Wow.
And they had this whole grid drawn out of what was going to, we just talked about this, like what was going to happen. And it was just like, it's just like 57 pages or something. And it's like, we had to shoot, but like, you had to do all these different little nuances where it's like, same conversation, but in this conversation, you just know that Nick has been peed on. Yes, so like, put that into it. It's like, all right. And so it was like 2 full days of shooting.
And we were improvising a ton. And so with that, you had to like also keep in mind, like, all right, there's also these improvs that could maybe get, that could go in, so like incorporate that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you do the same scene 5 times in a row with different emotional settings. It was, I mean, I don't think I've ever laughed so hard on a set as that one. Like, I just remember like there's very many unusable takes because
very many,
all of us just kept bursting into laughter.
Do you have any advice as we close out for people our age that are in film school?
And
interesting.
I mean, it used to be make your own stuff.
We used to always say that, but now it's like everyone is doing that and putting online.
So quit.
So don't do it.
Nice.
Quit early and quit hard. And then get a new career, because there's still time.
Yeah.
Once you're 30,
you're done.
Yeah.
I mean, just keep.
Thank you. All right, Brighton.
Yep.
Did you have something?
Yeah, but it was probably stupid. So
no,
you
can say it.
I was going to say, whatever you find funny or interesting, like, keep following that. Because if you really believe that it's something that you want to do, it is. Like, you can't have anyone tell you that it isn't. I mean, that's what so much of our journey has been, people, whether it's Eagles or sketches that people don't understand, like, there's a lot of resistance, because it's like, that's that, you think you find that funny? Okay, at least that's how I felt. And then, of course, you just prove yourself over time if you keep just following, you know, what's in your heart.
Moment of hardship, quit. Also, invest in index funds.
Yeah, you're talk young. About this all
it's
the time.
It's important.
Yeah. Just know.
Invest in index
funds. Iraqi dinar, okay? Here's what it is. If you buy Iraqi dinar, their government's about to flop. You're gonna make tenfold the amount of money.
There's an app called Stash. You can invest as little as $5.
Is that your brother's thing?
Yes, it is. And it's a good
plug for Chris Kocher.
to put your money. You should, but seriously, invest in index funds. You're young.
And in terms of making videos?
Don't do that. Right. You can't make any money doing that.
Got it. Nice. All right. Well, Nick, thank you very much.
Of course.
Thanks, sir.
Ryan, thanks for coming
Absolutely.
In.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Make sure to check out their show every first and third Wednesday mm-hmm. of the month. What time is it?
10 p.m.
10 p.m.
At the Clubhouse.
At the Clubhouse.
It's free. The website's a mess. Don't go to the website. Go to Britannic.com. There's information there.
It's much better designed.
Yeah.
That's right.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for watching The Scoop.
Bye.